Welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. I'm here with special guest April.
Where he's also talking to me, so it's not just himself.
Also to you, the listener. Today we're going to be talking about stadium food, but first, rider mail. Hang on when I find the rider mail. We have. What's up?
Did you ever do the train hot dogs that we did when we were on the road trip?
I did post those, yes.
I'm that person.
That's right, yeah. Also from Steam Hot Dog.
That's right.
This writer is from the 516 area code. This writer writes, what the fuck? So I assume it could be any four-letter word that starts with F and then has three asterisks.
Yeah, like what the...
Fork.
Fart.
What the fart? There's another rider mail, if I can just find it.
That's a lot of mail.
Yeah, this is all the mail that I have looked at and marked or marked as read. And there's another one that I marked as unread. Here we go. This rider is from the Gustav Klimt area code. This writer writes, Gustav Klimt just sent you a $15 Subway e-gift card.
Wow.
Your Subway e-gift card is redeemable at participating stores in the U.S. via the Subway app or via order.subway.com. Click the link below to claim your gift.
Maybe we can get Subway at the stadium.
Maybe. But in case we don't, what else might we find at the stadium?
I don't know. We should Google it.
Oh.
Oh. But there's a... You were asking me.
Yes.
There are hot dogs.
Presumably they have cream of wheat.
Bratwursts.
Bratwursts, okay.
Beer.
Beer.
By the bucket.
Really? They sell buckets?
Buckets of beer.
Uh-huh.
There are nachos.
Uh-huh.
Burritos.
They have burritos?
Steak sandwiches.
Whoa.
I believe I've seen those before. There's,
okay.
You know, corn and chocolate malts.
Oh, man. Malts are pretty delicious.
Yeah, you eat them with a wooden spoon.
Really?
That's what they come with.
So is this literally just a box, like a melted down box of Whoppers?
No, it's like ice cream. Chocolate malt ice cream.
I see. Okay, so I searched for stadium food and... The results are all best stadium food or insane stadium foods. What I'm actually looking for is like most regular stadium foods. I'll search for that.
Most common.
Most regular.
Most regular. The one like they keep you regular.
Yeah, let's just
for pooping.
Prunes on a stick. I searched for most regular and it gave me most insane. This is the opposite of what I want. DuckDuckGo. Ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Ridiculous stadium foods.
Oh, there's, look. Six regular, it
yeah,
says it right there.
Okay, yeah, that word is included.
Yeah.
Highest prices? Best? Best?
Let's search for best Oakland A's food.
Okay.
Because that's where we're going.
Okay. Best oak land. The land of oaks.
Until we cut them all down.
I tried to type A's and it said ass.
That's pretty much how they've been playing this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sports. What to eat at the Coliseum, home of the Oakland A's.
Here we go. This looks promising.
Eater SF. This is good. I'm glad we did this. Eater, in stark opposition to the glorious food options at AT&T Park. Where's AT&T Park?
That's in San Francisco.
Is that the Giants thing?
Yes.
Okay. They don't call that the Giants Stadium?
None of them get called by their real name because they're all sponsored by big companies.
Right. Yeah, I remember when Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego was getting renovations and the city couldn't pay for the renovations.
Petco Park or whatever it is now?
At the time, Qualcomm paid for the renovations. For all I know, there's a new name now, again.
In downtown San Diego, there's like Petco Stadium.
Petco Park.
Park or something like that.
Right.
And the only reason why I know that is because it's right next to where Comic-Con is.
Right. Yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm talking about Qualcomm Stadium.
And I know that. I was talking geographically.
I'm lost.
Okay.
I just remember a guy on the news saying, we can call it the Q.
Oh.
And then there's an ad that used to play, and maybe still does, advertising San Diego's, like, trolley system.
I like the trolley there.
And if you... It rhymed... If you want to take a swim, we can take you to the surf. And if you want to see the game, we can take you to the Murph. Because it used to be called Jack Murphy Stadium.
Right.
And then they just changed it. They changed the song, we can take you to the Q. But it doesn't rhyme with surf.
No.
Okay, it says to skip the soggy pizzas.
Okay.
Head towards the barbecue and sausages. We were going to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I referenced this guy before braving it all. Kinder's Barbecue is a crowd pleaser. Barbecued sirloin.
Sounds delicious.
Ribs and things. What kind of things do you think? Like ribs?
I don't know. What are ribs attached to?
Ribs
the spine?
And vertebrae. Yeah. That's probably what it is. Make a beeline for this barbecue stand every season for the tender pork ribs and moist tri-tip.
Moist.
Is tri-tip like the tri-corner hats?
It is a triangular shaped piece of meat.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So, like old-timey, like colonial times, people would wear them on their heads.
Yes, because they just had, you know, beef to spare.
SOG's club level.
That's what I'm thinking about.
I got excited because I assumed SOG was Indian food.
No, it's like sausages.
Yeah, okay, that's still good.
It is good.
The Burger Shack. Oh, wait. Is this field level? Oh, this is just like...
Like telling you like where... The three standouts are.
I had assumed
one.
Like field level was like a ranking that they... Like a fancy way of saying this is like at ground level food.
No. It's literal food on the ground level.
It's food you find on the ground.
Yes.
Plaza level. Wait, I should see if they have any adjectives. No adjectives. Selection of ice cream bars and sandwiches.
I think it's now just like telling you all the places you can eat.
It's not just like, okay, this one says it's a safe bet.
Deli 215.
Okay, so do you think Chloe Schildhaus ate everything or like ate something from every one of these places?
I sure hope so.
Because, like, I think what happened was that she ordered three things from Kinder's Barbecue, Ribs and Things, and SOG's Club Level, and was full, and then just was descriptive for the rest of it.
It's possible.
You know, they don't pay these reporters much nowadays.
I don't think they pay them at all. Do they?
I mean, I'm presuming that the San Francisco Eater... Wait, this is Sophia Lorenzi. Who was Claudia... Chloe Schildhaus. Who's...
Uh-huh.
Wait, so this... The byline is Sophia Lorenzi, but then it's signed Chloe Schildhaus.
Something is afoot. I think we need to hire an investigative journalist.
We are the investigative journalists.
Oh, right.
Okay, well, according to this, we should eat the barbecue stuff.
Okay.
That's good enough for me.
I'll eat barbecue tonight.
All right. Now that we've got that out of the way... We still have to keep talking into this phone until we arrive.
Or we could just mimic the wind. Jim can apparently whistle and hum at the same time, and it's really disturbing and funny.
You can't tell, though, because of all the wind.
Right. You just have to take my word on it. Wait, who used to say that? But don't take my word for it.
That was...
the Reading Rainbow guy, right?
Yeah, the guy with the slit eye... The slit sunglasses over his face.
Oh, that was when he was on Star Trek, not when he was from the Reading Rainbow.
Oh. LeVar Burton.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I remember... Didn't he, like, kickstart a...
A Reading Rainbow again and then, like, just keep all the money or something?
I don't know. We can find this out.
We're almost at the stadium.
Well,
will we Google it in time, readers? Oh, wait, you're not readers.
Reading...
You're listeners.
Rainbow. They're readers if they go to the transcript.
That's true.
Reading Rainbow is an American children's TV series that aired on PBS Kids. Sorry, guys, that's all the time we have for
Stadium Hot Dog.
Yeah, also, like, stadium. Did Reading Rainbow defraud our children?
Defraud them?
That's a word.
I mean, I know, but, like, it just... I'm trying to understand what they're trying to say.
Okay, where's the Kickstarter? Accolades. Oh, it got relaunched as an app? There's an app. It was presented at the Worldwide Developers Conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's an iPad app.
Okay.
Well, that's... Oh, no. Then there's another thing. Kickstarter Revival Campaign at Aftermath. Okay, anything with an Aftermath is bad news.
It is.
All right. Talk to you later, guys. We're trying to get...
Off the train.
Off the train.
Good night.
Good night.